We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Yutes Amud Beis, approximately 5 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line. Tanya Avashol Omer. It said that the Akira Yerushalayim should stay up the whole night learning in order that the Kailat Torah, the noise from the Torah, should keep the Kohen Gadol awake. Because the noise will keep him awake. But Tanya Avashol Omer, Af Bekvulim Ayaseh Kain. Even after the Beis Mikdash was Charev, in Chutz Laaretz and in other places in Eretz Yisrael, also the minhag was to stay up the whole night learning. Zeichel Mikdash, just like the Beis Mikdash did it, so people stayed up the whole night learning Yom Kippur also. But the problem was, El Shahayu Chaitim, they used to come to Chait, and Rashi says, they used to come out to Mesachim, Anoshim, Anoshim, Yachav, Olaver, came out the men and women that were gathering together, and they shmoozed, and they got the worst, they did Chatam. We're referring to the city of Nardoi, where Taka such things happen on Yom Kippur night. The Amale El Yol Rav Yehuda Achu the Rav Sala Chasida. El Yol Navi one time appeared to Rav Yehuda Achu the Rav Sala Chasida and says, Amrisu, you always ask, Amayla Os Mashiach, why did Mashiach come? I'll tell you why Mashiach didn't come. But Inna Yom the Kippurahu just was Yom Kippur, but Evil Kama Basulta Ben Ardoi. A lot of Basulas were Mazana in Ardoi on Yom Kippur. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda asked the Yoh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say about this? Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Pesach Chatas Reivitz, what do you want from Klai Yisrael? The Yetzahar is Machtia Bal Karchai. He was Malam Tzchus. But Satan Mayom, what does Satan say about this? Satan's always Mekatrik, he's always the prosecutor. Amalei, Yonavi answers, Satan V'yem V'dekpur Les La Rishush La Astunei. On Yom Kippur, the Satan has no Rishush to be Mekatrik. All year round he has Rishush to be Mekatrik, but not on Yom Kippur. So vice this mir, there is a Yetzahara on Yom Kippur. You see people that have errors, but there's no Satan who's Mekatrik. Memai, how do you know there's no Satan on Yom Kippurim? Amuram V'achama, Ha-Satan, the word Ha-Satan with the hay is Gematria Tlas Meyav Shisin. The Gematria is 364. Sin is 300. The Nun is 50. The Tess is 59. Plus the hay is 364. How many days of the year? 365. Tlas Meyav Shisin Rabbah Yom Islay, Rishush La'astunei B'yom Kippur. Islay Rishush La'astunei. 364 days a year, the Satan has Rishush to be Mastin, to be Mekatrik. To prosecute, the Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur, less than Rishus Lestunei. 365th day of the year on Yom Kippur, he has no Rishus to be Lestunei. Now, there's two problems with the Gemara. I don't have a good teretz. One problem with the Gemara is that the Yidden go with the 354 day year, not 365. So the teretz is that it's a drasha, 365 days. It also makes someone say, because he's doing a virus, he's like a guy. You want the guy's year. And okay, it's going on a regular year. The other kasha is the other kasha is that what's the word is satan, not hasatan. Hasatan is just just an addition. So how you dash hasatan? That's another question that the Yaros Dvash deals with. He says a pshat, but not a pshutai. So that's two aras. But I come on to drasha that the satan is not mekatreg on Yom Kippur, and has learned that from here from hasatan, which is 364 lafuge 365 days. The one day of the year there is no satan. Now I'm going to go to the first avodah of the day. It's called Trumas Hadashin. What is Trumas Hadashin? Trumas Hadashin is that every day there's a chiyuv to take off some of the ashes off the Mizbeach, and they go down the Mizbeach, and they put it on the east side of the Kevesh, and Rashi learns it's Nivlav Mekoymai, it gets swallowed up in its place, and that's the din of Trumas Hadashin, which is done every day. There happened to be that when it gets too much ashes, there's another thing called Yitzah Sadashin, which means they take a dashin out of the Mesa Mikdash somewhere in the outskirts where they put the ashes. But this is then every day has been Chumas Sadashin. And when is it done? So it depends on what time of the year. B'chol Yoim, every day, Tarmu Mizbech, do Chumas Sadashin, Mekriya Segever. Oysamuk Loi, Bein Lefano, Bein Le'achrab. Near the time called Kriya Segever, which Pashup Shat means when the rooster crows, which is a little before Alois HaShachar, he did even before after that Kriya Segever, sometime before Alois, sometime 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, that's when they did Chumas Hadashin every morning. Over Yom Kippur, in Kippur they did it to Chatzais, and we'll see the Gemara why they changed it to Chatzais. Over Regalim, when there's a lot of Kabbanas, Mashmur Rishon, they do it at the end of the first third of the night. The first third of the night, that is when they do the Chumas Hadashin. How many people would divide on Yom Tov? So the Kriya Segever Magas, even before the Kriya Segever, before Alois, Megas Achahitza Izar Malayim Yisrael. It was filled with Klai Yisrael already bringing the kavanas in order to bring the kavanas. So you see that there was a lot of kavanas going on the Yom Tovim. So therefore, it's Mashur Hashanah. And the Gemara will discuss it exactly. What's these three shiurim from? Kriyas Agever, Yichatzais, and Mashur Hashanah. Depends what it is. We'll see the reason for it as we see the Gemara. Tanah. First, the Gemara starts off with a Mishnah, Mesechtas Zvachim, that says like this. We know that by day is when you bring a carbon, the shechita, the zrika, the evarim are brought up the whole night. Now what happens if in the middle of the night sometime, one of the limbs pop off the mezbech? Evarim shepoku magam mezbech. It fell off the mezbech. So it depends. If it's kaidim chatzayis, yachse. You have to put it back on mailim behem. And therefore there's me'ila, because it means the mitzvah wasn't done yet. I still have to do haktar on it. La'acha chatzayis, if after midnight it falls off, lo yachse, you don't have to put it back on. Ve'im mailim behem. There's no me'ila, because already the mitzvah is done. And it's talking about a case was mashla behem already. So they already got burnt a little bit. Now, no anamili, how do you know chatzayis is the cutoff point of haktarah? Who said that? No anamili. Omar Rav. So Rav answers, kos of echad omer. On one hand, the pasuk says, kol alayla v'hikter. The pasuk says, beginning of tzav, tzav aron mezbonav, leimar zayis taris ha'oilah, hiya oilah, alam ba'ikta, alam mezbeach, kol halayla ad ha'baiker. So it says, it's alam mezbeach, kol halayla, alam ba'ikta, kol halayla v'hikter. So therefore, you see the haktar is the whole night. But it's not a pasuk, because of echad omer, kol halayla v'hirim, that there's a din chumus adeshin the whole night, because the next pasuk says, v'hirim es adeshin ashtoich ha'esh, right after the pasuk of kol halayla. So it sounds like it's din chumus adeshin the whole night, so make up your mind. Chumus adeshin is a simon that is ashes already. So is it haktar the whole night, or chumus adeshin the whole night? So where it says, okay, so how do you answer the steer in the psukim? Chalkeu, chatzav laktar, the first half of the night is laktar. V'chatzio of the second half of the night is laharam of a chumus adeshin. Adkan, the explanation, Rav's explanation in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Mesechta Zvachim, that if it falls off before Chatzais, the din Kala Laila teaches us that it's din Akhtara. After Chatzais, the din of Kala Laila Vahirim teaches that it's din Chumas Adasha, and therefore has din ashes, and I don't have to put it back on the Mizbech. Moser of Kano, Kano is the Asakasha from our Mishnah. Moser of Kano says in our Mishnah, V'chol Yoim Tarmim Mesazbech, V'kriyas Agever. Near this man called Kriyas Agaber, let's say when the rooster crows, say a little bit before, so after that's the time. V'yame Kippurim, what's the shear? Mechatzais. Urvaragalim, Yomtim, Mashura, Shaina. From the first third of the night, it's already time for Chumas Deshan. And the Gemara's cash is on top of Amabay, is V'i, Saka Daitach. Mechatzais Daraisi. If you learn a Pasuk, it says Kalaya twice. It means Chetzu Laktar, Chetzu Varama, which will mean that it sounds like that the Din Harama starts from Chatzais. Hechi mikda minon, how can you do it before Chatzais on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, we do it before Chatzais on the first third of the night. How do you do it? It says, Mechatzais ve'elech is din harama. Now, there is a girsa also of Hechi me'achrin. How do you do it afterwards? Kriyas Agaber. Rashi is not girsid, because why can't you do it later? After Chatzais, it's Chumas Deshan. But Chatzais is mekayin this girsa. It says, the kash is, if this man already is for Chatzais, you should do it right away. It's reason makdim in the mitzvahs. Just like Talmud Shal Shachar, you can do it till 4 hours, do it right away. Like Shachar, you're supposed to have Shachar right away. Don't wait till the last minute. He also do it right away. So that's what the kash is, both ways. So therefore, the Gemara answers a different drasha. According to Rashi, it's a Ella, a new drasha. Ella, Amar Rav Yechanan, a different pshat in the Mishnah in Mesechta Zvachim. It's not pshat, Chetzev Ra'ram, Chetzev Torah, it's not the pshat. The question is, why after Chatzos, don't you put it back on the fire? It says the Akhtar is the whole night. No, whole night means till the morning. Why does it say Ad Baker? Till the morning. That teaches us a drasha. There's another Baker for the night. And that is when? That's Chatzais. That there's a new Zman. It's called Laila, but Ad Baker means till Chatzais. And till Chatzais is when you can make Akhtarah. After that, already you ate the Akhtara, and if already mushed them are, already got burnt, you don't have to put it back. So we have no Makar to Chumas Desh anymore. Hilkach, since there's no Makar, therefore, and the whole night, so the whole night really is Kasha for Chumas Desh, because there's no Din Dafka that Chatzav La Rama, the whole Din is Chumas Desh. No, there's no Psukkim on Chumas Desh, just call Laila Vahirim. There's no limitation on Chumas Desh. Therefore, the Chazal decided to make different, institute a different Zaman. Hilkach, B'chol Yoim, Tarmer Mesazbech. Every day, the term is a mezbech, which really doesn't mean that. It means b'chol yom term be'av kriyas agaver or somach le'ben afanu ben la'achra. It means every day, a regular day, which is the night, they do chumas deshin when by the zman of the rooster crowing, either a little before, a little after. That's enough, sagi. That's good. It's enough. You don't have time to do the rest of the avodah. You don't have to do it so early. But yom kippurim, the ikah chulshu the kohen gadol. By yom kippur, that there's chulshu the kohen gadol. Avdidim mechatzayis. You do it for mechatzayis. You want him to rest a little bit after the trumas deshen. If he does the trumas deshen, then the tumid, then everything, he'll be tired. Agav, it's mavuyah from this gemara. It sounds like that the kohen gadol is the one who does trumas deshen. It's a big machlekes rishonim. We know he does all the avodah of the day. What about trumas deshen? It's a big machlekes because the next mishnah says there's a pious on it. There's a pious. What's going on? So Teretz say pious means all year. So what's pious doing himself as Yuma? So there was the machlekes rishonim. Right here, Teretz Meshum brings down the machlekes already. He actually brings down the piet that we say on Yom Kippur. About Avoida, if that's a raya, there it says about the pious, it means a raya from there. Akaponim, it's a raya from the Gemara, Chulshu the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol is Trumas Deshen. Taisa says, another Gersa, it's Chulshu the Kohen, not Kohen Gadol, because you want to answer this raya, it's a Riva, it says, not a raya, it means Chulshu the Kohen. But Akaponim, Pasuk Shad is the Kohen Gadol, it's a Chulshu, therefore he has to start early and do his job. And another question I just want to speak out, in the Mishnah, it said on your Tesla base, Masik and Oisa Achigiaz Man Shchita. Lechaira, he starts with Trumas Deshen, why says Man Shchita? So Tais Shalom got to ask the question. Some answer it means it's between the Trumas Deshen and the Shechita. Masik and Oisei keep him busy. Akaponim. So every day it's Kriyas Hagevin. Yom Kippur is Chatzayis because Chol Shulchan Gadol. Over Golem the Nefishi Yisrael the Nefishi Kabbana. So a lot of Kabbana is Avil Dina Mashmur Rishayna. Time like the Mishnah's Mashma. Lahoisa Kriyas Hagevin Magatzah Shoyis Azorim Leim Yisrael. It didn't even reach Kriyas Hagevin when the rooster crowed and the whole entire Azorah was full of Klai Yisrael. Now what's the difference? You have so many Kabbanas. What is the Trumas Deshen? So Rashi explains, after Trumas Deshen, what they did was, they piled it all into one tapuach. And that was a big job. So you have the more components you have, the more ashes you have. It's a huge job, and therefore you have to start early. But it would come out that this din of that you do Mashmur Rishonim is only the second night yontif. The first night yontif weren't so many kabbanis yet. So you wouldn't have to do it only from second night yontif. But there's another pshat, and why, if there's a lot of people, a lot of kabbanis, do you have to do it so early? To Tais Hashem is a different shah. He says, since the Om are there and they're all in the Azara, there's no room to do Trumas Deshen. They're too distracting. They can't do the Avodah properly. So they did it early before the crowds came. So that'll be the first night also. Fida Tais Hashem. That's enough Kamina. I think maybe Rabbi Yasha speaks out enough Kamina. There's enough Kamina between Rashi's Pshat and the Pshat of the Tais Hashem. And what it means that there's a lot of people, a lot of Kabbalists, you have to do the Trumas Deshen early.